Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
This is the Pat McCrory Show with Bo Thompson on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WPT.
819 on WBT. This is the Pat McCrory Show. Bo Thompson alongside, and Governor, it's time to welcome back a frequent guest to your show, but somebody we haven't talked to in a while.
Senator Tom Tillis, welcome back to the Pat McCrory Show, friend.
Good morning, Governor.
So
you're doing well, too.
I'm doing fine. Will you explain this $1.9 trillion? Because it looks like, as I review it, hardly any of it has anything to do with COVID.
Well, it's I did a floor speech last week saying that the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi, need to be honest with the American people. Less 90% of it has nothing to do with COVID. And even some of it that has something to do with COVID won't be spent until 2027, 2028 around education. It is, I think the more that we focus on what the wasted opportunity was to really get this economy back on track, get kids back in school, get people back in jobs, keep businesses open, the American people are going to see it, and they'll probably reject it next year. They've added $1.9 trillion after we voted on a nearly trillion-dollar package just at the end of December, and the money hasn't even been spent yet, Pat.
Tell us some examples of where the money is going to. The 1.9 trillion, some of the pork.
A lot of it, even some of it that they rationalize as helping out states, is going to be a lot, billions of dollars going to New York, Michigan, California. Like North Carolina, posted budget surpluses. There is some money that could go down to local governments that I think is appropriate if they've taken on expenses for COVID, but Pat, they've got a program in there where they're going to forgive loans based on your ethnicity. So you could have, it's a farm loan program. You could have two farmers side by side. The farmer who happens to be a minority may be doing fine, but they have a loan. They get that loan forgiven. The farmer next door who may be struggling, who happens not to be a minority, doesn't get any treatment whatsoever. So instead of having money sent to the Agriculture Department to help struggling farmers, meat processing facilities, all the people we saw widely reported as being hurt by COVID, they're using this as they use this tool, this 51 vote threshold, to advance and put on steroids their liberal agenda.
Identity politics and giving out money.
Yeah. And look, if they're struggling, but people are
sure.
One thing about COVID is it doesn't care about ethnicity. It's harmed everybody, and those are the people we should be helping.
So, will the courts, if we challenge that in the courts, because as Mayor of Charlotte, I challenge similar rules that were based upon purely race, which is unconstitutional.
I suspect that there will be some court challenges, but at the end of the day, the majority of this $1.9 trillion is going to just raise our debt. It's not money that we have. It's money that's going to be taken away. And, you know, individual stimulus payments, you know, I had a reporter come up to me saying, you know, this is very popular. I said, when has getting thousands of dollars in your mail not been popular? The question is, if you're like me, you grew up in a trailer park. A lot of those people still live in that trailer park in Antioch, Tennessee, probably had service jobs, and they were out of work. They need help. There's a neighborhood about a mile and a half down the road where right now I would bet you the average household income is somewhere around $150,000. A couple who was able to work throughout COVID, they're going to get the check too. How is that fair?
And government workers who haven't lost their jobs are getting checks.
Right. Oh, right. And an additional paid leave for the White House, I think up to about 6 weeks. None of my staff have been furloughed. None of my staff have been out of a job. We've worked virtually. None of the government workers have been out of work. And they're getting more money across the board. I mean, this bill did not have a single Republican vote. And it was because of all the parts of this bill that had nothing to do with COVID. Rahm Emanuel, you remember him, said, never waste a crisis?
Yeah.
Well, the Democrats in Congress surely answered the call.
And he went to Chicago, and he went to Chicago as mayor and created a crisis after that quote.
Right.
So real quick, immigration, even Norah O'Donnell in CBS News said there's a crisis on the border the other day. I about fell over.
Well, because it is. I mean, you've got thousands of people crossing the border illegally, many of them minors, now being housed in facilities that were designed for adults. President Obama, in less than 100 days, has created an immigration crisis. He's also created a humanitarian crisis.
You mean President Biden?
Oh, I'm sorry, Biden.
Freudian slip.
But what a lot of people, unless you go to the border and you get the reports from Border Patrol of the bodies being found, of the reports that we're getting across the border, of people being raped and murdered because they're not paying the crime bosses across the border for getting across. They're actually giving people that are coming to the border wrist tags. And if you don't have a wrist tag, then you're tagged to somebody who hasn't paid the fee to have these gangs take you across the border, and they are raping, murdering, and killing people. These are people we'll never know because they didn't make it. And then we find virtually every week, if not every day, we find people who have crossed the border who have died in the process.
President Trump was right on immigration 100%, and he was criticized for the cages. What's the difference between what they're doing now and the cages? We're putting cellophane on these kids who are being brought over the border with no parents.
Oh, yeah. And think about this. We have my mother, 88 years old, just got her vaccine about 3 weeks ago. Now we're actually providing vaccines to people who are crossing the border when we have people with chronic health conditions that are still waiting for their chance to get the vaccine. That crisis got created by Biden, and that crisis needs to be fixed.
It's just unbelievable how radical. What's happened to the moderate Democrat? I guess there's Joe Manchin, and that's it.
Yeah, and you know, I think that if they really pay attention to what's happening here, maybe some will moderate. But I'll be honest with you, Pat, even Joe Manchin, except for maybe preserving the filibuster by voting for that $1.9 trillion package, didn't demonstrate a lot of moderation.
Well, Senator Tillis is joining us here on the Pat McCrory Show. Let me ask one quick question. Tomorrow, here we are on the doorstep of the one-year anniversary of the pandemic being declared, and you have President Biden is going to make a primetime speech tomorrow night for that anniversary. And of course, you're watching what we've seen happen in Texas and in Mississippi and now South Carolina, rolling back some of these restrictions. What about face masks? What about the state of restrictions here in North Carolina? How do you see how the governor's handling things right now?
I really believe that Governor Cooper needs to send a clear message of when we're opening, send a clear message to the school system from K through 12 up through community colleges and universities and say, you're going to be open full time in the next academic year. Businesses need to have certainty to plan to open. We are seeing the trend lines go in the right direction. We're seeing vaccinations go through the roof. There is no earthly reason why the governor shouldn't be able to very quickly, as early as this week, say this is our plan for what will ultimately be a safe reopening of North Carolina's economy and schools. It needs to be done now. A lot of governors have leaned into it. They're tracking the data. If we have a crisis, if we have a significant reverse in trend lines, we can have that discussion. But I think we could take an optimistic view with the millions of vaccines that are being pumped. I mean, now we've got news reports. The newest crisis is 2 or 3 months from now, we may have a vaccine glut. That suggests to me that we're going to get to herd immunity. We're going to be able to safely open schools. And by the way, we already have. There are a lot of schools open. They just happen to be, many of them not public schools, in the state of North Carolina.
Hey,
they should be open, and the economy should be open.
Before we leave, we've got 10 seconds. Do you want to make a smart aleck comment about how much you love Bo Thompson or anything like that, just to get to me? Go ahead.
No, I think every time I think of you now, I think of the Foo Foo Dolls. Remember?
The Foo Foo Dolls. I love it.
He just made a new hybrid group.
He did a hybrid for the Goo Goo Dolls to the Foo Foo Dolls.
I like
for the Foo Fighters.
I generally like you too, Pat.
Generally. Jesus.
Senator,
Tom
thank
Tillis.
You.
Thank you, man.
Take care, guys.